This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What do we think we know about 20 and 30-somethings in 2016? They like coffee shops, public transit, and living in the city. The suburbs are out. That's the zeitgeist. But the numbers tell a different story as 20 and 30-somethings move out of gentrifying city neighborhoods and head for the burbs. Nova Safo reports from Chicago.
The walls in Tommy Choi's downtown Chicago office are covered in pop art, and Choi himself looks nothing like a traditional realtor.
How many colors are you wearing right now?
Five different colors.
Especially purple. Choi's image is designed to appeal to his mostly millennial clientele in their 30s, and he says many are coming to him with big life changes.
Having kids, thinking about things like school districts, where their kids are going to go to.
Choi says his millennial clients also want more space and affordable space, and that's sending many of them to the suburbs. This is something of an identity shift for a hipster generation known for its urban lifestyle. And this shift has an impact because more and more millennials are buying property.
What we've actually seen for the third consecutive year is that they are the largest segment of home buyers in the market.
Jessica Louts is the director of research for the National Association of Realtors. Millennials make up two-thirds of first-time homebuyers, and Louts says they have fairly conservative tastes.
80% are purchasing a single-family detached home, so a place that has three bedrooms, two baths, your very traditional home structure.
This trend is something Allison Bernstein knows a lot about. She's the founder of Suburban Jungle Realty, aimed at millennials buying in the suburbs.
We always joke and we say our job is 98% therapy and then 2% the actual, you know, real estate deal.
As part of that therapy, Bernstein asks potential clients to take an online questionnaire.
What ends up happening, surprisingly, is after they kind of go through their inventory and wish list, they actually go back to the positives of how they grew up.
But Bernstein says her clients want suburbs with a twist, preserving some elements of urban life.
They want a great education and an organic market down the street.
And walkable neighborhoods. These desires have triggered changes in some suburbs, especially those closest to urban centers. They're experimenting with repurposing malls and parking lots into green space, creating retail hubs, and investing in public transportation.
People really kind of want the anti-suburb suburb.
After all, if millennials can reinvent city living, why not reinvent suburbs, too? In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.